How's it going, Grey Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grey Day kind of day. And I'm here with relationship expert Michael Ficus. Michael, how are you? Hello, this is Michael, and I am enthusiastic to be back on Grey Day Nation. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. A lot of people end up being angry that they're on Grey Day Nation, but if you're coming in with a positive attitude, hopefully you leave with a positive attitude. Well, it all depends. It all depends on how you treat me. All right, don't start. Well? So you wanted to talk about the situation at the local Subway.
Yes, that's right. It was a very scary thing.
What was scary about the Subway?
Well, I was out on a date with this lovely lady. And you know my motto.
Yes, don't spend more than $20 on a date because you don't want a woman to exploit you.
Yes, exactly. A man should not be taken advantage of. Do not spend more than $20 on a date. That is my recommendation.
All right, so you were at the Subway and you didn't want to spend more than $20. What did you do?
I was going to order some sliders.
Oh boy, you have this thing with sliders.
Well, they're cheap and they're filling. What is their issue? I was going to order several sliders and there would be more than enough money left for chips, a drink for myself, and she would be allowed a cup of water.
So, what was the thing that was scary?
Well, it was very busy in the Subway. Very busy. I was kind of surprised because, you know, it's Subway.
What do you mean?
Well, people were carrying on like it was the Popeye's chicken with the long lines and everyone foaming at the mouth.
Okay, so people are enthusiastic about the sliders in your area. But what was scary about that?
Well, I was waiting for so long and I had to pass gas.
So you had to fart?
Yes.
Well, what's scary about that?
Well, I farted and I just let it loose. It was like I had to do it. I could not control it.
So did your lady friend happen to catch a whiff?
No, but the thing was that I was so scared that the aroma affected the person behind me that I turned around. And when I turned around, I saw that it was my post office person.
Your post office person?
Yeah, my mail carrier.
Oh, your mail carrier, the person that delivers you your mail.
Yes, that's right. So I unleashed a beast of a fart, and my delivery person, caught wind of it.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Well, the thing was that the smell, I guess it was very strong, and they started to gag.
They started to gag because your fart smelled that bad.
Yes, it was that strong. I was kind of concerned that I had actually went on myself.
So, you farted. It was apparently a strong aroma.
Why are you laughing at that? This is not funny.
Well, I mean, if it's a situation where you're waiting and waiting and then you cut one and the person behind you ends up being someone you know, It's kind of funny, especially if they're starting to gag.
Well, if they are gagging, it makes people lose their appetite.
Oh, so you're saying that because your mail carrier started gagging, that people didn't want to have any food?
Yes, that's right. My lady.
Are you okay? Are you having a stroke?
No, it's just that the lady that I went out on a date with, you know, she was grossed out. She started gagging.
Are you sure that she was gagging because the postal worker was gagging, or because she started to smell your fart?
You are something. You are a awful man. You are not a man. You like to denigrate. You like to hurt. And you are despicable. My recommendation is for you to let me be the permanent host of Greater Nation.
Well, that's not going to happen. So, what was the other thing you wanted to talk about? Come on. Stop being difficult.
Well, okay, so we did not have a sandwich. We did not get to enjoy any Subway sliders. So we just went into the car and tried to relax.
So you didn't eat anything. You just were in the car.
Well, what do you expect? You know my rule, do not spend more than $20 on a date.
Okay, so you just took her back to your car, and what did you guys do?
Well, you do not want to spend a lot of money. You have to save money. So I just opened up Twitter, and I said, let's read what people are tweeting together. Let's just read the tweets.
That's the date, is reading tweets on Twitter?
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. It is very entertaining. There are so many people to follow and read the tweets and look at the funny cat videos. Oh, it's entertaining. It's something you could do together with a loved one. Someone that you want to romance.
Okay. So you're looking at Twitter. What happens?
Well, I am scrolling and they show an advertisement, a promoted tweet for Trojan Magnum condoms.
Oh, so I bet you she was impressed by that.
Well, that's the problem. I don't use Trojan Magnum condoms. I don't fit in Trojan Magnum condoms. If I put on a Trojan Magnum condom, there's room for, you know, a couple golf balls extra.
That's a visual. So you are upset because Twitter put this Trojan Magnum condoms ad on your Twitter feed while you were on your date.
Yes, that's right. It's not right. It's not good because she thought that I was packing and I'm
a man.
But I am not
that kind of man.
What do you mean, that kind of man?
A man that has a very big penis.
So, what did you tell her?
Well, I just laughed a little nervously and said, oh, yeah, wow, those are some condoms. Maybe we'll have to go to the store and get some condoms, right?
And so she did think then that you guys were going to do it.
Well, after she saw the Trojan Magnum Gundam promoted ad, she thought that I had a big ding-a-ling. So she did want to have sex, even though I didn't even pay for dinner.
Wasn't that the dream? Isn't that what you want? Exactly what you want?
No, not if she's expecting a big pee-pee.
Okay, so you were concerned then that you weren't up to par.
Oh, don't be that way. It's just a matter of, okay, if I'm going to be having sex, I want it to be perfectly dark. She is not able to see the size of my package.
So you're saying that the size of your package is probably smaller than one of those Subway sliders.
This is why you are... I damn you to hell. I damn you to hell.
All right, Great A Nation. It seems like Michael Ficus is having a nervous breakdown. We'll check in with you next time.